accepted than it had been in the past. So with that, there's more visibility and there's a lot more conversation. Another way is just, you know, trying to get the community together.
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and...
Oh, beloved. It's about time for a miracle. It's about time for a miracle. Can I get an amen out there? You looking for your miracle, waiting on your next miracle? Oh, man, well, I say it is about time for a miracle. It's about time for my miracle. It's about time for your miracle. You ought to jump on this miracle movement and say, yes, God, it's about time for my miracle. I'm glad to be back. This is Pastor Kim, your optimist, and you are listening to There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. And I'm here with Mr. Martin Randall of Martin AV Services, a good friend, an audio engineer, a co-host, and to God be the glory. Say hi to the folks, Mr. Martin.
Good morning. Great to join you here on our Miracle Sunday.
That's right. Miracle Sunday. Somebody made a song about Sunday. I got to find that one and bring that one up too. Well, we're here, and you know what we do, beloved. We bring you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and declaring our Miracle Sunday moment. It was Beverly Crawford. It's about time for a miracle. Next up, we have five back to back. Yes, we do. Music for you, beloved. The next one is Hello God. Oh, you're going to love that. Miss Pamela Mann, she's got a cry out, Overcomer. You know, that's the name of our ministry, Overcomers. There's Bible verse after Bible verse. I'm not going to get into all of those right now, but there's one verse that says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in the book of Revelation. Yes, beloved. Well, from her project, Overcomers, there's got Hello God, and it is featuring Mr. Wycliffe John. I think he was formerly of the Black Eyed Peas, right? And also on that podcast. Then we have Get Ready, Darwin Hobbs. It's Gonna Happen. Yes, beloved. Dame Fortune featuring the Cardi Cortez. I believe it's gonna happen. I believe it. Helping us with that is Jonathan Nelson. It belongs to me. This music, gospel music dynasty, the Winans family, a new extension of that dynasty, Juan and Lisa Winans giving us that. So, beloved, after all of that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary. Stay tuned. Be blessed with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn, 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibe felt like in that church.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
And gentlemen, God, we got another testimony.
Hello, God, hello, hello,
damn,
hello,
talk
God.
To me.
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, holy. Ground is holy,
so I say,
holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off.
Whatever comes my way.
Hello, God. Hello, hello, God. Hello, hello, God. Hello.
When I see a brand new day.
Hello, God. Hello,
hello,
hello, God. Hello, hello, God.
To my rescue, Lord, I'm calling.
to iron.
Oh,
believe that you are right here, right now, for a reason, a purpose. That is to join in with our chorus. There is a bright side somewhere. And it is right now, right here, with Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org on your smart device, your computer, online, available all times by WGXC live streaming and archived too. So remember, we are listener supported radio, and we do what we do with you in mind. I believe. Let us go back to the music for the mind, the heart, and the soul.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done. By the power of his blood, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my healing.
Promise me everything you have.
say so. Everything that God has for me belongs to me. And if it belongs to me, then can't nobody else have it. Can't nobody else take it. It's mine. It's mine. That's our declaration this morning. And it's mine to share with you some of my views about what's going on socially and in the social construct in the light of my understanding of the Word of God. I call it my spiritual social commentary. So many people have written commentaries on the books of the Bible. And you know, you study the Bible or whatever you're studying, whatever discipline you're studying in, and you can be a commentator too. But you got to do your studies, okay? You just can't be coming off the wall. And you got to study with people who have done their studies. Amen. So anyway, I want to talk to you today about marching. Yes, beloved, I want to talk about marching. This is parade season in Columbia County, all around, especially in the Northeast, where we have these windows of opportunity in spring and summer and even early fall to get out into the streets. Some people do it even in the middle of the winter. Oh my gosh, and I've done that a time or two as well. But you know, I wanted to share about marching. I participated in a March for Jesus in Schenectady last Saturday. It was such a wonderful opportunity and event. Christians coming from together from all around to share in that. And we have been doing marches in as well here in Columbia County for some time. And it seems that there's always a bit of controversy when it comes to marches. Back when we had the great civil rights movement march on Washington in 1963, there were people that were saying, nah, they shouldn't do that and go up there in Washington and make trouble. Blacks and whites were saying that. Back in the early 1900s, 1920, we celebrated 100 years after the women's suffrage march. I think it was in 1918. I think the law got passed in 1920. And there were women who took to the streets to march for women's rights and equality. And so I wanted to talk about marching and marching for Jesus, because there just seems to be some unnecessary confusion, some unnecessary controversy or confusion about the controversy, because there's always been controversy when people go out in the streets to make their proclamations. But you know, as John Lewis said, you know, sometimes you've got to make good trouble. If it's troubling to some people, well, then that's just good trouble, because going out and marching is not new to the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not a new thing. It wasn't a new thing. For the civil rights movement, marches had definitely been a part of our biblical narrative. We remember when Joshua led the Israelites around the walls of Jericho. As they shouted, the walls of the city crumbled and God's people won a great victory. Hallelujah, beloved. Our march for Jesus next month is for us to win a great victory. We want a victory over the gun violence. We want a victory over the drug addiction and proliferation in our streets, our homes, our city. We want a victory over the division and the discord, the inequality, the haves and the have-nots. We want a victory over the disunity, even among Christians. I tell you, beloved, there is no Pentecostal Jesus. There's no evangelical Jesus. There's no Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Protestant, Lutheran Jesus. There's just one Jesus. And he is Jesus, the Lord of us all. Came to save mankind from the penalty of sin and the power of Satan. That's good news. So I'm excited about it. You know, the history of marching in this way, it didn't just begin in the last several years since we started marching. It started way back in the 1800s, and the Salvation Army in England, they marched on the House of Parliament with a petition to stop child prostitution. Come on here, somebody. In 1980, they began to march in England to bring to the people of God in the British Isles in Catholics and Protestants together. I remember back in the days when Catholics and Protestants were not together. I remember those days. If you weren't Catholic, some people believed you were going to hell. Amen. If you were Protestant and you were Catholic, they thought they were going to hell. We've gotten beyond that, beloved. Praise the Lord. We march to tear down those walls of divisiveness, those walls of segregation and misunderstanding, misinterpretation, misrepresentation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I'm excited about it. On September 25th, when we take to the streets with our annual, couldn't do it last year. We were being in concert with the governmental mandates and recommendations to be socially distanced and to limit our public appearances to help stop or cease or slow down this COVID-19 pandemic. But we've come so far, and so we're going to be joyfully out there again. There's going to be praising, yes, beloved, music and singing. There's going to be prayers, hallelujah, to claim the victory over those things that I just spoke about. They're going to be proclamations of the love that God has for all mankind. Oh, I don't understand the controversy, but beloved, if there's going to be controversy, it's good trouble. Hallelujah. And like John Lewis said in that 1963 March on Washington, hallelujah, sometimes it's just necessary to be and make good trouble. Well, beloved, we're not looking for no trouble. We don't anticipate there's going to be any trouble. We have not had trouble before. As a matter of fact, before I leave that, I want to say that a couple of years ago, there was a gentleman, I don't know if he's listening, he's a fan of the show, I hope he is, but he came down and he was alongside on the sidewalk. He had these two signs, and they were against what we were doing. And, you know, at a point, he disappeared and showed up at the waterfront, because we come down to the waterfront. We have a wonderful prayer rally. We have free giveaways, free food, good music, a good time with the children and the families. And he came down and he began to share with a couple of the people there, came down still a little irritated, you know, but by the time he left, he was rejoicing. He said, you know, he had gotten mad with God because some prayer hadn't gotten answered, and he had had some bad interactions with some people who, you know, ascribed themselves as children of God. And so it had put a sour taste in his mouth about people who believe in God. But he said he had never met people who had been so kind and so loving. He knew he came at us adversarially, but he left as a friend. Beloved, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're out there for. That's what we're doing. And, you know, we just invite you to come on and be part of that if you so desire. But I wanted to know, this ain't nothing new. It's been going on for a long, long time. It ain't got nothing to do with what anybody else is doing. As a matter of fact, the people of God have been marching for a long, long time, way back in the biblical days. And so we take up that mantle here in Columbia County as well. Well, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, keep on keeping on. I'm going to march till the work is done. And we're going to go right now back to more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul after all of that. We're going to come right back. Let me see where I'm at. You know, I get all caught up in that moment and lose sight of my playlist and what's up next. But with the help of my friend here, Mr. Martin Randall. Oh, yes. Another song, I Believe, by Minister Marvin Sapp. And then we'll be back with a closing thought, a closing prayer.
remember the day.
Yes.
I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I
trust you,
you would never
leave me.
You said you'd always be there. Oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face, oh,
is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future and he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true.
I believe.
Yes, beloved, you know I believe. I believe you believe. If you didn't believe, by the time you leave, you'll believe. How about that? Yes, beloved. Well, that was Minister Marvin Sapp, Pastor Marvin Sapp. And I love that. Is anybody out there believing God? That's what I want to know. Listen, I want to wish all you August birthdays a happy birthday. All of us who are on this top side, have a wonderful summer Sunday afternoon, morning, day, evening, whatever it may be for you, wherever your time zone is. God saying this same, we'll be back next Sunday with more music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Want to shout out, I think the national calendar said it's the Islamic New Year today. So happy New Year to our Islamic brothers and sisters out there. Amen. So a National Women's Day. So I shout out, you know, I lift up support and love the women, lift up womanhood. Yes, ain't nobody here that's here without a woman. So you ought to love on all the women that you can. Well, I need to retract that. Some men trying to do that. Well, International Youth Day, celebrating all of our youth. And next Saturday and Sunday is the Hudson Black Arts Cultural Festival, highlighted, hosted by Operation Unite. Check out the website. Look at Hudson Art Cultural Festival for the information. You can come to WGXC calendar and find the information. Be there. It's going to be on lit. And let me say this. If you're there and you see me, say hello. If you're a friend and a fan of the show, let me know. And if you don't like it, just keep on passing by. All right. Listen, beloved. God loves you. I love you, too. I pray that you have a great day. And remember never to forget, no matter how dark the day, no matter how low the clouds may hang, the sun is still shining and the sun is still here. There is a bright side somewhere. We're on our way out till we come back. God bless you and peace, love, and soul. Something happens when we hear his name. Bishop Paul Morton is taking us out with that. And love you. God bless you. Peace.
Because anytime you think about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. So I want you to listen to it, and let's let the Lord bless us in this song.
Some paints. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. Do I have a witness in this place?
When I call you,
when I call